Good morning. I am Reverend Sylvia Stroy, and I am honored to lead you in this time of prayer. Our scripture today will be coming from the book of Philippians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 11. And it reads, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain deceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by making himself in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Our topic today, the humility of Jesus. Paul shares some very unique actions of Christ that give us a picture of what Jesus' humility looked like. First, he had equal status with God, but he did not consider being equal to God something to be grasped. He set aside the privileges of deity and he became human and took on the nature of a servant. He stripped himself of any royal reputation. He lived in a humble, selfless, obedient life, and then he humbly died, selfless and obedient death on the cross. We may ask ourselves, how could Jesus live like that? Think about it, because humility is not something we gravitate towards. Being humble can be humiliating. To go high when other people go low, that's not always how we think, not always how we do things. When you yourself are getting ahead, do you think about someone else getting ahead and you bring them along? With all of your money and education, status, fame, and our front row seats, how would we feel about giving that seat up to someone who was less educated, had no money, had no status, had no fame? See, being humble and selfless make us look bad to our supporters and our fans. And to be unified in love and purpose, we just might appear less than that pedestal the community has put us on. I ask the question, how could Jesus live like that? It was all because of his mindset. Because of his frame of mind, his mentality, because of his character, because of his disposition, because of his temperament, because of his behavior. That was how he could live such humility. Now, how do we take as a model Jesus' mindset of humility? Paul begins the chapter asking his readers that they make his joy complete by being unified, by being like-minded in love, being one in spirit, being one in purpose, being humble, considering others before you consider yourself. He said, think of yourselves the way Christ thought of himself. Jesus could live this way because his mindset was all about unity, humility, and selflessness. He didn't do what he did for himself, but he did it for somebody else. Then Paul says to us, Let this same mindset that was in Christ be also in all of you. You be living examples. And Paul showed us two living examples right here in this scripture of those who lived a life of humility. He talks to us about Timothy. Timothy is like Jesus because he constantly was concerned about the well-being of others more than his very own. And then he spoke about Epaphroditus. Epaphroditus ended up risking his life to save Paul and to serve him in prison. And he got so sick that he almost died, but the Lord spared his life. So these are persons who are living, breathing examples of the life of Jesus, and they are worth imitating. Here in Philippians 2, Paul expresses his conviction of who Jesus is, and then he offers the example of Jesus as a way of life and that his followers ought to imitate. So how do we model Jesus' mindset of humility? We cannot die for the sins of the world because Jesus has already done that, but we can resemble his heart in our thinking and in our behavior. How is your lived story a reflection of Jesus? Think about it. A reflection of Jesus' story. When it comes to humility, when it comes to selflessness, when it comes to unity, when it comes to spirit, and when it comes to purpose. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our God, we thank you. Thank you for by example and precept, you demonstrated to us the beauty of humility and then instructed us to be humble and selfless. Have mercy upon us that we may love and lead in great humility. Lord, we repent for the times when pride was the attitude we displayed. Help us to despise it just as you do. Help us not to allow pride to bring us down, but remind us that humility will bring us honor, just as it did Jesus. Because of his humility, God, you exalted him to the highest place, gave him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. So give us grace this day and every day of our lives, in our thought and our word and our deed, may we imitate your humility. Realizing that humility is not thinking less of ourselves, but thinking of ourselves less. May others see a reflection of you in all we say and do. Remember today, Pastor Cynthia Hale and the Ray of Hope Christian Church and every other ministry and ministry leader who seeks your face this day. You promised we would find you when we seek for you with all of our hearts. So here are our hearts, O Lord. Take and use them. Use them for thy redeeming love. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope that you'll have a blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us this Sunday for worship, either in person or on our website at www.rayofhope.org. You can also join us on our Facebook page or our YouTube page at 10 a.m. Also, join us virtually on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. for the gathering with Pastor Hale. You may also join us here next Wednesday at 7:14 for prayer. Have a great day.